For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, and more information about this podcast, contact End Time World News at protonmail.com. That's End Time World News at protonmail.com. And of course, your donations are always welcome, folks. We have PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App. Anything you can donate is greatly appreciated, folks. It helps keep us on the air each and every week. Okay, today's podcast comes from, that's naturalnews.com, that's naturalnews.com, dated yesterday, dated June 30th, 2023. Very interesting article here, folks. I just wanted to throw this one out here. Very interesting. In the news, Florida issues a malaria alert as mosquitoes emerge in the sunshine state. Well, folks, as you know, at least those people just joining in, I used to be up in Michigan for about a while. About 9.5 months, came back down to Florida, then went back up again to help him out. My mom had passed away, unfortunately, was up there for 4 months, the last 4 months of her life. God rest her soul. She passed away, and then I'm back home, back down here in the state of Florida, in the central Florida, actually. So Florida's issued a malaria alert. Well, a lot of people that don't know, my father had malaria from the mosquito bite when he was in the Korean War. God rest his soul, he passed away in February of 2016. But he had malaria, folks, very, very bad. That's something, once you get it, back then in the day, it was very hard to treat. Now there's a few treatment options, but once you get it, you've got it. That's it. These mosquitoes carry malaria, and then they bite people. Once they bite people, it's done, it's over, you get malaria. Malaria is affects the nervous system, and then also causes a little bit of shaking at times. It's not a good thing, folks. So let's get into today's podcast and get into the news. Here we go. The Florida Department of Health has issued a statewide mosquito-borne illness alert after four people in Sarasota allegedly fell ill with malaria this week, after four Florida cases and another one out of Texas came to light. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, in fact, to be issued locally transmitted malaria in the United States, and that hasn't happened since 2003. All four of the people in Sarasota that were bitten by malaria-spreading mosquitoes have since recovered. All of them have contracted the P. Vivax malaria, according to state health officials, which is said to be a less fatal strain. Yeah, and that, while we're talking certain strains of malaria, again, from the mosquito, folks, will actually kill you. It depends on what strain that is. So this is not a potent strain or a deadly strain. Thank God for those four people that got bit. Praise God for that. But again, it's something going around down here, and you can rest assured, probably Bill Gates had something to do with that. You know, he seems to be at the forefront of all these diseases. He seems to be always cooking everything up. He's cooking up artificial meat, artificial chicken and everything, chicken grown in a lab, meat grown in a lab, beef grown in a lab, all these sick, 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 evil things. Usually Bill Gates, and of course, Fauci, a lot of them there, they're behind all of this evil that's going on in the world and shots and everything else and depopulation of the world. So symptoms of the malaria include headaches, nausea, vomiting, sweating, fever, and chills. Those who develop such symptoms unexpectedly are encouraged to seek medical help within 24 hours of onset. Florida Department of Health is also urging residents across the state to take precautions whenever outdoors and using appropriate bug spray and avoiding mosquito-prone infested areas, especially at sunrise and in the evening when mosquitoes are most active. Only mosquitoes can transmit malaria. People can't spread it to other people. That's something you should know, folks. It is just a mosquito-borne disease. In other words, it only can be spread through mosquito biting a human. It can't be transmitted from human to human. All five cases transmitted, which unusual that in most cases of malaria in the U.S. are people who recently traveled overseas, particularly in third world countries in Africa, became infected. While the good news is malaria does not transmit from person to person, authorities are concerned that infected mosquitoes will continue spreading in the communities where it has been detected. Both in Sarasota, that's on the west coast of Florida, and Manatee counties, officials and local partners will conduct both aerial and ground spraying operations to rid the area of malaria spreading mosquitoes. Well, I'm glad that they're already on top of that and they can do something. Of course, the Texas case was confirmed, and that was in Cameron County there in Texas, which includes the city of Brownsville near the Mexican border, suggesting that perhaps a single case there occurred in an illegal alien or migrant crossing the border. Well, they don't know that, but they're assuming. The CDC does not believe that the cases in Florida are related to the case in Texas. There is no definite evidence linking them to one another. Back in 2003, though, 8 reported cases of mosquito-borne malaria were reported in Palm Beach County, the other side of Florida. This is the beginning of the second time in the 20-year history local transmission of malaria has occurred in the U.S. To prevent mosquitoes from infesting your property, officials are suggesting getting rid of all standing water, things like buckets, trash cans. Mosquitoes love to breed. It also is advised.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile,
and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Eyes to discard refuge, regularly clean out bird baths, pet bowls at least once a week, and maintain your swimming pools. Keep mosquitoes away from your body. Apply mosquito repellent, preferably natural variety containing oil of lemon, or lemon oil, in other words, eucalyptus or citronella. All three of those are really good, folks. For children under two, mosquito netting is particularly infested areas that can provide some protection. I hear hydroxychloroquine is a good remedy for malaria. One commentator added, I know many people who've used it. Will they let people use this common drug or force inferior, much more expensive, patented alternatives? For whatever draws suspicion about the entire gene-edited mosquito released in Florida, the fact is that the project is being supported by two highly controversial agencies. And again, as I just pointed out, folks, the Gates Agency and then the Pentagon's DARPA wrote another about how the sudden outbreak could be used as bioweapons operation. Malaria isn't the only thing walking across the borders every day, wrote another person. Folks, like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Folks, it's that time in the podcast. Folks, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, it's very important. Think about that, folks. You need to really seriously get right with God. And you need to get right with God because there is so much going on in the world today, so many things going on, so many issues going on. It has become almost insanity. It's almost, we are living in an insane world, folks. And I just would invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ. It's something that's very, very important for you to do. It's something that you need to sit down and pray about it and decide. Because, folks, I'm just going to tell you, and I'm just going to say this once, you cannot and will not go to heaven unless you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And I'm just telling you that. It doesn't matter. It's not just for you. It's for me, too. If you do not, anybody out there listening to this podcast, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you will not go to heaven. Folks, you will not go to heaven. And I just want to tell you that. There's no sidestepping the issue. There's no getting around that. That's just a fact of life. And okay, and here is a simple prayer, if you're still with me at this point. Here's a simple prayer if you're not giving your life to Jesus Christ and not invited him into yours. Here you go. Repeat after me. Find a quiet spot, folks. Find a spot. You can take 5 minutes and say this prayer if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your place, your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Folks, if you said that prayer, congratulations. God bless you. I want to hear about it. Folks, I just want to invite you to do just a couple of things. Now you've given your life to Jesus Christ, if you said that prayer and really, really meant that with your heart. The first thing is get a hold of a Bible. Get a hold of a Christian Bible. Just get a hold of a Bible. You can order them through Amazon if you're here in the States, here in the United States. Get a hold of a Bible and just start reading it. I don't care where you start. You can start in the book of Genesis, the creation, or the book of Revelation, the ending, or anywhere in between. Just start reading. Normally it's best to start from front to back, but you read how you want to read, folks. Just start reading. If you can't afford a Bible, folks, what I would recommend is you find a church that believes in the Trinity, that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and go to that church and just say, hey, listen, you know, I heard this guy on this podcast. I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I accepted Jesus, and now I want to study. Can you help me get a Bible? And I guarantee somebody in that church will give you a Bible. Somehow, some way, they will get you a Bible. And once you have that Bible, again, going back to what I just said, folks, just start reading and write your questions down. That's the next thing. And when you write your questions down, go back to that church, get a hold of a pastor, senior pastor, a deacon, an elder, somebody, and just say, hey, can I have an hour of your time, or a half an hour, or 20 minutes, or however many questions you have, and write these questions down. Whether or not you're asking about salvation or Jesus Christ or the second coming, the resurrection, whatever your questions may be, write those questions down and ask, 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 ask. That's what church is all about, asking and learning from each other, learning about God through Jesus Christ, folks. That's the most important thing. And the last thing is, folks, at some point in time, since you've accepted Jesus Christ and you're now a member of a church, then you might want to think about getting yourself baptized. That's highly recommended. And that's it, folks. That is it. Okay, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations is always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. Thanks for tuning in. Bye for now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.